Hi, this is Ben Trefney, news director at KALW. We're in a membership drive right now. You can support what we do. More than 70% of our funding comes from listeners like you. Please go to donate at kalw.org, click it, and keep these stories coming. Thank you.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. The national anthem protests also affected another group of people, inmates at San Quentin State Prison. For some of their thoughts, we turn to San Quentin Radio.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden, you heard this.
More than two-thirds of inmates in California state prisons are Latino or African American, according to the most recent census. More than 1,000 military veterans are incarcerated annually, and all of them have dealt with police officers. San Quentin radio reporter Lewis A. Scott talked to a number of inmates to get a sense for what they think about protesting during the national anthem.
My name is Charles David Henry. I'm in prison for an attempted murder on a Long Beach police officer. I've been in prison for 12 years. I was in the United States Air Force Security Service for 3 years, 11 months, and 13 days.
My name is Emil DeWeaver. When I was 18 years old, I murdered a man and I attempted to murder a witness. I've been in prison for the past 20 years.
My name's Gary Cooper. I served in Marine Corps from 1966 to 70, a combat veteran, Vietnam 66 to 68.
My name's Angelo Mecchi. I've been in prison for 21 years. I committed the offense of residential burglary.
Brian Shipp. I've been in prison now for 36 years on a first term of kidnap for robbery.
My name's Craig Johnson, 60 years old. I've been incarcerated for 37 years for second-degree murder. I'm a veteran in the United States Navy, serving from 1973 to 1979.
Kaepernick brought an issue to the public that apparently is as old as the cotton fields. People need to be aware of the fact that things haven't changed since the existence of the Constitution. Black men, black women, black families, inner cities are still deprived. And unfortunately, America has not addressed the issue.
My experience with the police, where they were the person who pulled my father over, who was a doctor, and they treated him like a drug dealer. And he would get back in the car, and he'd be very humiliated, and he'd be very angry. And sometimes he would talk about how it felt to be treated like that in front of his sons.
I don't have four or five other cop cars pulling up before they pull me out the car, you know. And they're probably saying to me, show us your identification. And the other, they're saying, you know, show us your hands.
I do think it is a statement to the U.S., taken by citizens of the U.S., understanding that it's my right to protest the actions of my government. And that's why the U.S. is supposed to be a great country, because you can do that.
Now that I'm aware about the story behind the national anthem, I have a change of view of my feelings about them kneeling. You know, I never realized Francis Scott Key was a slave owner. They nitpicked the parts they wanted in it so they wouldn't defend anybody later on in years.
Those who have decided to take a knee or hold up their fist during the national anthem, in my opinion, is showing disrespect for those who've served this country or who are currently serving this country.
Because it's, you know, the land of the free, home of the brave, but it's the land of the free because of the brave.
I understand about the movement going on about Colin Kaepernick. The problem I have with it is that there's other ways you can argue the point, you know, but not disrespecting the country.
Fortunately, it's those of us who've served this country and under those colors that have given the people the right to do that.
Do I think this is disrespectful to the people that served in the military? No, again, I'm a United States Air Force veteran, and this would not at all cause me a problem because of the fact that people are not acknowledging or accepting the responsibility of standing during the national anthem.
I don't feel this is disrespectful. It's the flag, I mean, the only disrespectful to the flag I see is whenever you burn it.
I don't want to hear complaints, you know, bring a solution. You know, because if you're just complaining, then you're just making noise. At least bring something to the table to work with.
Put homage and respect back into the neighborhoods by having community block grants community block dollars put back in place in the inner cities. Too much attention has been put into building the downtowns of major cities. I think in order for us to bring more recognition to the issue that Colin Kaepernick is trying to manifest, pretty much deals with the fact that somebody of that status had to step up and do something more than just protest.